satisfy themselves and came into your house.
So therefore, in the Hadoi, there's a chazaka. And if you're holding on to a sheep in Hadoi, you have right to say that you bought it. So therefore, over here, that these Izim ate up your bali, and you went and grabbed the Izim, you have a right to say that he ate up the amount of these Izim, because if he wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie. You could have said that these Izim belong to you altogether, that you bought them. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yishmael Loimer, Shloisha Chadoshim. Shmuel says that on the field, that you only go on the rain, so therefore it doesn't give up produce the whole year, Keseda. It only gives up one crop a year. So it's enough to have the 3 years and 18 months that you have the last 3 months of the first year, and the first 3 months of the last year, and the middle year. So it's enough 3 months of the year. So and Rabbi Kiva says it's enough even 1 month of the year. He holds you could have Shnei Chazok after 14 months. The last month of the first year, the first month of the third year, and 12 months in between, because it has to be retufim. It has to be one after another. So Mora says, what's the machlekes then? So the Chura Lema, let's say, near Ika Benayu, like Rabbi Kiva says, 1 month. What could you do in 1 month? So near means just to plow the ground. If a person plows the ground for 3 years, is that called a chazaka or not? So Rabbi Yishmael Sova, near lehavi chazaka. Just the fact somebody plowed your ground, he did not plant there, that's not called a chazaka. The owner doesn't get alarmed about that. You're plowing my field, good, you're doing me a favor. But if you don't use it, it doesn't bother the owner, that's not called a chazaka. Rabbi Kiva Savano, near heavy chazaka. The fact somebody is plowing your field, that's also called a chazaka. Therefore, after 1 month that he plowed the field, that's called a chazaka. So first the question, is that the pshat of Rabbi Kiva? Fitzbro, do you really think this way? Fitzbro, Rabbi Kiva, my ear, Chodesh, why does Rabbi Kiva say you need a complete month? Why a month? Afilo yom echonami. You know how long it takes to plow a field? You can plow a field in 1 day. Rashbam says, Yochol lasa is bainir. In 1 day you can plow the whole field. If so, what does Rabbi Kiva say? You have to wait a month, the last month of the first year. Even the last day should be enough. So therefore, no. Ela rather the pshat like this. The kula yalma nearly have a chazaka. Everybody holds that near is not called a chazaka. Just on the fact somebody plows your field, that's not called a chazaka. But for hocho, so what's the machlokes then? That Rabbi Kiva says it's enough to eat 1 month worth of crop, and Rabbi Shmuel says no, you have to eat 3 months. You have to work on the field 3 months. What's the machlokes? 1 month enough for 3 months? For hocho, I tell you, peiro rabba or peiro zutik benayu. The machlokes is what type of crop do you have to have? Big fruits or small fruits? Rabbi Shmuel says like this. Peiro rabba. What does that mean? You have to wait till all the wheat is ripe, and that takes 3 months. It takes 3 months for these things to grow. That's what type of crop you have to eat on the field to act like an owner. It's enough peira zuta, even small fruits. Tahaynichu goin shachat, shegdilim b'shloishim yoyim. As I said before, the unripe wheat. After 30 days that it grows, you cut it down sometime to give to the animal. So the Kiva holds, that's also called the good chazaka b'chazaka. Afal pishto nigmarat fu, even though it didn't fully grow. So what? In Amir Elsarash Rashbam says, the Kiva holds even goin yerek, even vegetables maybe, that grow in 1 month. That's also called the chazaka enough to show ownership. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, a real owner, when you first take over ownership of the field, you don't go to plant such simple, small things. You go to plant the real stuff. You go to plant real barley, real wheat, which takes 3 months to grow. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says you have to use the field for 3 months, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's enough for 1 month. Tana Rabbanan, learned like this. Nier eina chazaka. If somebody just goes down to your field and plows in the field for 3 years, that's not called a chazaka. It doesn't bother the owner that much. The fact you did not plant in the field, you only plowed it, that doesn't bother the owner. But v'yeshremim, some say, I raise a chazaka, no, that's called a good chazaka. If somebody goes down to your field and he plows your field for 3 years, you should have been meicha. If you were not meicha, that's also called a good chazaka. Tomorrow says, man yeshremim, who is this yeshremim that says, it is called a good chazaka? Omer Rav Chizda, Rav Acha. He goes according to Rav Acha. The Tanya will learn like this. Nor Rosh Hashanah. If this Reuven, that's good, the Shimon is going down to the field, going down to Reuven's field,
and wants to claim that he bought it and he has a chazaka. And what he did was, the first year, he just plowed it. Vizora base. And then he seeded it the second year. Or else, Nora base, left it blank, he just plowed it the second year. Vizora shona. Or else Norosh Beis means he let it just plod out the first 2 years. And the Zorah Shon, and then he seeded it for 1 year. Ain't a chazaka, that's not called a good chazaka. The years that you only plowed it, that does not help the chazaka. However, Rav Acha says, Harezu chazaka, yes, it is called a good chazaka. We'll soon see what the Machlokes is telling you in. But he owes the fact somebody goes down to your field and plows your field, that also bothers the owner. If the owner didn't sell it to him, the owner should have made a machoy, should have made a protest. What are you doing in my field, plowing my field? Since the owner did not say this, therefore it's called the good chazaka. Now, Omer Rav Ashi, Sheilis called Gederli Hador. I asked all the Gederli Hador, the Omerli said to me, near her raised the chazaka. He said to me, yes, near is called the good chazaka. So he says, what all the Gederli Hador also holds like him, that near, if you just don't plow the field, that's also called a chazaka. Oh, Malay Rav David, Rav Nachman, my time of demand the yom near have the chazaka. What's the svara? What's the reason to say that if somebody just comes down to make some near, just plows the field, why is that called a chazaka? So the answer back to pshat is that loy ovid inish de krivoy lay liar yavishosik, that an owner would not stand still and let somebody else come down and work on his field. Even though the person is only plowing the field, so what? It still bothers the owner. The owner wants to work on his field himself. He doesn't want anybody else to come down. Therefore, if the owner watches and lets somebody else come and plow the field, that's also proof that the owner really sold him the field. Therefore, near is called a good chazaka. And if so, will my time of demand the yom near lo yehavi chazaka? What's the svar the other way? Why should I say if somebody just plowed the field, it's not called a chazaka? It must be like this. May Maroma tell you the owner says to himself like this, listen, Kol Shicha or Kol Shiva Vishiva the Karvu Liyayil Bay, every single bang or shovel that he puts in my ground to plow my ground, I'll give him a Yashikayach. Very good, come and do more and more. Like all you're doing is just making my ground better. Like Rashbam says, Kleima, Halavai, Viyachrish Harbi, Halavai, come in and plow my field for me until I finish plowing. In other words, you're not planting, you're not using, taking away the koiches, the power of the field. You're only making it stronger for me. You're only plowing my field. So therefore, the owner doesn't have to be meicha adarabba. The owner is happy if he sees somebody else come down and plows his field. He just saves him the work. So therefore, that's not called a chazaka. Shochulei. What? Nothing more says. Shochulei b'nei fum nahora l'rav Nachman bar Chizda. The people from Pum Nora, this city, asked Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, you taught us like, Nira hevi chazaka lehevi chazaka. What's the halacha? If somebody comes down just to plow the field, is that considered a chazaka or not? Omulu, he said back to him like this, listen, Rav Acha v'chol gudei liador amri nir hareis de chazaka. They talk all say that if somebody plows the field, that is a chazaka. The owner should have been meicha. It bothers the owner that somebody else is using his field. If the owner was not meicha, that's a right, that's a proof that you bought the field. So Mara says back, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Sol Lemechshev Gavro, like you still want to tell me over what some people said. I didn't ask you what people said. I asked you, what's the locha? What is the locha? What's the locha? Don't just tell me that he said this way. Because if you just don't tell me what people said, I have people saying the other way around. For Rav and Shmuel b'Bavel, Rav and Shmuel that were in Bavel, for Rabbi Shmuel, for Rabbi Kiva of Eretz Yisrael, and even people in Eretz Yisrael like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, Amri they say near le'avi chazaka. They say taka near is not called a chazaka. You told me before that Rav Acha b'Chol Gedolei Hador say near is called a chazaka. That's not a proof what the locha should be, because here I have people that say near is le'avi chazaka. So what should I do? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Sadamor says what? Where is this Rabbi Shmuel? Where are they? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva Masnitzin. It goes according to our Mishnah. As Rashbam says, Kudak minu l'kuli yal manir l'yad l'chazaka k'layma yoy mechot b'shona shenor boy sod ein l'chazaka. Our Mishnah both according to Rabbi Shmuel according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not enough just the fact the person worked on it one day. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, you have to work at least a month. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to work 3 months. So Rakol brought up a shur, it's not enough for just one day. So now Mishnah, we see clearly that both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva holds, near is not called a chazaka. So from now Mishnah, we know that. Rav Mahi, where's this Rav? Where did you tell me Rav and Shmuel, they also both say that near is not a chazaka. Where is this? Tiyom Rav Yudam Rav, Zud Divi Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Kiva. He says this is the laborious of Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Kiva now Mishnah, that a chazaka has to be either 3 months or else 1 month. Aber Chachom and Marim Chachom say, Ches Kosan Gimel Shonim, Miyayim Liyayim, Chachom say, no, nothing doing. Chazok on Karka has to be 3 complete years from day to day. So Mora says, Miyayim Liyayim Lamutimai, what does it mean to say it has to be from day to day? Lav Lamutay Nir, doesn't it mean to say, the Lamutay Nir, the Lai? It means to tell us that Nir, if someone just plows the field, that's not enough. You have to work on the field day to day, means you have to use it. Rashi says, the afilu peira rabba, a peira zutra kumamayit, the koshche nir, to a miyom liyom katon, la mute afilu shonam katoyas, al manir lechoshev chazoki yamechadido. Yet the chazosh nir was not called anything. You have to have, according to Chomim, a complete 3 years. That's how you see Rav holds, nir, someone just plows the field, that's not considered a chazoka. Shmuel mahi, where is Shmuel that also says that nir, someone just plows the field, that's not called a chazoka? Where is Shmuel's aloka? Tiyom Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Zudiv Rav Yishmael Rav Akiva. Aber Chachom Mar Nechom say, Ad She Yigdor Sholosh Gedeirois. Chachom say, if you have a field, an orchard, a field that gives off trees, fruit trees, so they say it's enough, if first you go down and cut down the Gedeirois, you cut down the grapes. The Yivtzor Beis Betzirois. First one, Yigdor Rav Yishmael says, Yigdor, that's Loshen of Tomorrow. You cut down 3 crops of dates. Then v'yimtsa gimel b'tzirus. You cut down 3 crops of grapes. And then v'yimtsa gimel masikos. And then you go and cut down b'zeisim. You cut down the olives, 3 crops of olives. So I call upon him, according to Shmuel also, you see that just near is not enough. You have to mamish work on the field. So Mor says now, my benayu, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Rashi says, bein lamar, gimel shanabinim. You have to work here 3 years. Like what's Shmuel saying that the Chum say, Achiyigdah Sholosh Kederos? Chur means you have to cut down 3 years worth of the crop. Says, so what's the machlokes from Shmuel and Rav? So Gemara says, Homer Abaya Dekel Nori Kibinayu, a young palm tree. Rashesh Oisha Sholosh Palm Ashana, that it gives off fruits 3 times a year. So according to Shmuel, in 1 year you can make a chazaka. As long as you cut off 3 crops of dates, each crop is called like another Shona Chazaka, so you can have a Chazaka after in 1 year. And according to Rav, nothing doing, you always have to have a complete three years. Rashi says, Deka Norik Venayo, Deka Yal the young palm tree. The Pachas Megil Meshon Meshleim as Tunas Gimel Pomim. Less than 3 years, it also gives off 3 crops. So the Shmuel Levi Chazaka Gimel Gaderis. According to Shmuel, it's called a good Chazaka after cutting down 3 times 3 crops. All right, turn over. In the according to Shmuel, it's enough. It's Chazaka cutting down 3 gederos. Rashban says, "Avgav like a gimel shonim shleimus." Well, the Rav no, being a gimel shonim yom liyoyim. That's the machlekes. But I call upon them; they all agree that near is not called a Chazaka. Mashmakur, that should be the maskon here. That near, somebody just plows the field, is loyav a Chazaka. With that alone, you have no chazaka. The owner has the right to say, I wasn't meicha because you're just doing me a favor. Very good. Come and plow more and more. That doesn't bother me. Nothing more says. Omer Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah that the medvam amurim besod alovim. When does our Mishnah say that 3 years? That's by a field that you're planting vegetables. But a sod ilon is different. If you have trees there, trees is different. By trees, he said there, if you have on the same field, if you have grapes growing, and you have olives growing, and you have dates growing, so one after another, when you get finished cutting down all the grapes, that's like one chazaka. When you get finished cutting down all the dates, that's another chazaka. When you finish cutting down all the olives, that's a third chazaka. So you cut in 1 month, also you can have a chazaka, gimel shonim like. So you cut down each crop, that's still like another chazaka. Omer Rabbi, Rabbi says like this, Midi Rabbi Yishmael from Rabbi Yishmael, Nishmael Rabbonim, we hear according to the Rabbonim, that hoyuloi shloishim ilonis. Let's say a person had 30 trees growing in his field. Mimata asar lebeisah. that every base saw had 10 trees growing there. So in such a case now, if you eat 10 trees this year, that's like one base kur. The Asar B'Shanazu, in the second year you eat from a different 10 trees. And the third year of the Asar B'Shanazu, Harezu Chazaka, that's also called a good Chazaka. Hashem says, the Kamei, Shechzik Yimushan, Mechol Asodid, Dami.